right, so feel free to take a moment either to stretch or to stand. We're gonna do about 15 minutes of sitting together. It's always helpful if the body's feeling a little bit more comfortable before practicing. And when you're practicing at home, it's helpful just to notice how your body is doing, right? If sitting is very uncomfortable, you can try lying down and supporting your knees, supporting your arms with pillows. That's definitely worth trying. If you sense you're going to fall asleep if you do that, you can also try standing. I think it's so helpful to be flexible, right, with the body so that you don't get discouraged, right? Because the body really does need to be relatively comfortable in order to practice, in order to work with the mind. If you notice that your mind is super agitated, it just cannot settle, and being still starts to make you anxious, you can also do a little bit of walking meditation, right? You have even just this amount of room, could very, very slowly, right, walk, so that you're helping the mind and the body begin to ease into a place of relative relaxation and decompression. So there are lots of ways to practice. And for today, you can, again, just notice where you're sitting. See if it feels like it will offer you a combination of needed comfort and wakefulness. And if you're holding anything, sometimes it's helpful to just put things down so that you can let all of the muscles in your body begin to relax. Because our muscles are working so hard. They really need an opportunity also to feel that sense of deeper rest. Just notice your posture, perhaps allowing your feet to be just approximately hip distance apart so that there's no clenching in the legs. And allowing your hands to rest, again, either on your thighs or cupped at the top of the thighs. Your eyes can be very gently closed, or if you're accustomed to meditating with your eyes open, that's also totally fine. Just allow the gaze to be lowered. And allow the muscles around the eyes to be soft. Let the chin begin to tilt slightly downward just to feel that spaciousness in the back of the neck that can drip down throughout the entire spine. And the shoulders can be soft. And if it's helpful to you, you can just nudge them slightly back to allow the chest to feel a sense of expansion, opening. Again, as a way of entering into practice, at your own pace, you can take 3 or 4 deep, full, slow inhalations deep into the belly, followed by a couple moments of breath holding before deeply and fully and slowly exhaling. Feeling those moments of relief as your body takes in more oxygen and releases more of what you've been holding. And then just allowing the breath to settle into its own natural rhythm, whatever that might be today. It could continue to be full and soft, or very subtle. Just allowing the mind to settle right on the breath. As you're easing into this time of contemplation, I'll recite the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer, which is a traditional way of evoking healing resources and touching into a feeling of being supported and cared for by your spiritual mentors, whomever they might be, and the teachings that have facilitated any moments of clarity or peace. And the communities that you have been a part of that might have received you with warmth and kindness. You can just allow these words to wash over you and resonate in any way they might. The Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. And the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. And the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. I'll recite the prayer of the four immeasurables. And again, you can just hear the words. Notice any places of resonance. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all never part from the happiness of no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion toward those near and far, and for the benefit of all. As we sit together, entering into this teaching of calm abiding and concentration, I invite you just to allow your mind to begin to settle. And to drop down into the deeper layers of your mind and your heart. Really slowly and gently. You might notice some layers that are tumultuous or laden with feeling. Just imagine that there's this drop of awareness that very slowly begins to nurture all of these layers as it continues to drop downward until it's deep into your heart center. Your good heart. Place of clarity. Perhaps noticing the gentle spaciousness in this deepest layer of mind. Even if it's just for a moment or two. And to begin to allow the entire mind to rest in this place of openness, spaciousness. Also to feel how you were held by this deepest layer of your mind. Almost as if you are resting in a cloud and surrounded by blue sky, or floating in a placid body of water. and just enjoy these few moments of calm abiding. Knowing that this place in your mind and your heart is always available to you. Reliably open and clear. Deeply receptive. As a way to nurture your relationship to this mind and heart of clear seeing, you can take a few moments to imagine your loved ones joining you in this time of contemplation. You're just visualizing them sitting here, the sense of well-being and peace. And also inviting a couple of people whom you've seen but don't know well, perhaps in your neighborhood or at work. And just visualize them sitting with you with peace and well-being. And on your other side, you can begin to call to mind a couple of people with whom you've had some difficulty, some conflict. It doesn't have to be the most profound conflict, but someone with whom you felt some discord. And invite them to sit with you. Imagining them beginning to experience this time of well-being, and an offering to them all and to the many people of this world who are joining us in this human journey, that they may access their most precious resource of clarity and calm abiding that frees them from all forms of suffering and that ushers in deepest trust in their well-being, their capacity to live with ease, their sense of peace and contentment. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.